Blog Talk Radio.
The Body of Christ Church cordially invites you to listen to our show, It's Time to Awake. On this show, there will be various topics presented, examined, and explained with an emphasis on the Word of God and the doctrine of repentance through His Son Christ. This show will air every Thursday on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Romans 13 and 11, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We hope that you join us, and may you be edified by the word of God through Christ. Shalom.
Today we're going to do a short topic on temptation. Not the old school singing group, but temptation according to the Bible. You know, what exactly is it and how do we fight it? Let's go to James 1.
James chapter 1, verse.
Read 12 through 14.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
Okay, so there's a few things there. We are blessed when we endure temptation. And it's a trial.
Yeah.
It's a trial. So when we try and we pass that test of temptation, we shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Excuse me. So that's the getting into the kingdom.
Yep.
We have to endure temptation. That is part of the doctrine of Christ, because we're supposed to repent from our sin, right? Mm-hmm. Believe the gospel. But just like when Christ was tempted, like in Luke chapter 4, he was tempted on some very weighty matters, right? And it said the devil left him for a season.
Yeah.
That temptation came back. There was people in like Mark chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
He got so mad he just had to leave. Mark 3, 1 through 5. You know, so, and he is our example.
Mm-hmm.
So if he endured temptation, and he did everything without sin, when the idea of sin or the urge to sin came up, as our example, excuse me, I'm trying to catch a cold this week. As our example, we are also going to have to fight off, ward off, evade, and endure temptation, right? And we will receive that crown of life. We're going to get the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the key. A lot of people say, oh, God just put me through a test, or, you know, this is a, God just showing me this or that, that's why I'm going through this. No. No. No man can, or woman can say when they are tempted that they are tempted of God. God cannot be tempted with evil. neither tempteth he any man. So God don't put you through stuff. God don't have you looking at that woman's butt as a man or as a woman. And God don't have you looking at that man's physical features either. Okay? Verse 14 of James. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Okay. Let's go to Ephesians 4. Just read verse 22. What is it about our lust that they have the ability to entice us?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22.
Yep.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
Okay, the old man that we're supposed to put off. And this is also mentioned in Ezekiel 18.
Yep.
Showing you that the Old and the New Testament agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old man we're supposed to put off and be a new man in Christ, right? The old man is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Excuse me. So the lust can trick you. That's something that we have to realize, because it can seem oh so right. There was a guy, and I say was, he was in our church, was, long time ago. This is like 15 years ago. He had a wife, and he used to travel for his job. And it was he went and took another wife. So he thought that's what he was doing. He was committing adultery.
Yep.
But you know what he said?
What?
It just felt so right. I felt like I was doing the right thing, like it was okay. Because what he wanted to do and what he was looking at, it seemed so right to him.
Yep.
That was a temptation that he gave into, and he's not here. Actually, as soon as it happened, he was not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's take a look at the beginning, when everything was perfect, and Adam and Eve went into their lust. Genesis 3. Okay, so we know from reading Genesis 2 that the Lord God took the man, Genesis 2 and 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So to adorn it and to keep it in order, meaning he gave him the instructions on what to do. And if you read verse 16, it says how, you know, you can't go into that tree, the knowledge of good and evil, you know, and on and on. And so then in chapter 3, after the Lord had made the woman for man, the man obviously had communicated this instruction from the Lord. Because when the woman went and was confronted by the serpent with this knowledge, she repeated exactly what God had told Adam, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, so read Genesis 3, verse 2. Verse 3.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, least he die.
Okay, that's how, like, somebody can say, hey, bro, what does the Bible say about such and such?
Yeah.
And somebody will repeat the scripture. Listen, I'm not supposed to do this because of this scripture, this scripture, this scripture. Throughout, you know, spread throughout the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? Read Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil.
Okay, so the reply was, listen, you shall not surely die. What scripture or understanding from God was that?
None.
Nope, okay. Okay, God was just hiding it from you. He don't want you to know that because he knows you'll be on his level spiritually and you can be a God like God. Read verse 6.
Genesis 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw...
Stop.
Wow.
The woman saw, oh. Now, this happens the same way with us today.
Exactly.
Somebody tells us, or we look at something on our own, we go into our own mind, or we follow after somebody else, or something that's been established, or something that sounds so good, or feels so right. Read verse 6.
Genesis 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took up the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Okay, so they just went off.
Yep.
They went totally contrary to the understanding that the Lord had given them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the same thing. Now, they were allowed repentance.
Yep.
Okay. But they were kicked out of paradise. And from then was established the condition of the battle for all of us. Because let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 22.
All right. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil.
Okay, so I just want to go over that part of the scripture. So the man is become as one to know good and evil. So we all have good and evil thoughts to the point where David wrote in Psalms 51. Let's get that. Psalms 51 and 5.
All right. Psalms chapter 51, verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Okay, so we come out from the womb. We got anger issues.
Yep.
I remember my grandson. Was like 3 months old, and we in Wegmans, and like a beautiful woman, that's all I'm going to say, with the attire that's normal for women to wear today, with this very tight fitting, firming up and curve forming, all right, attire, and I'm trying to show him something. And he, like, pushed my hand out the way because it was blocking his vision of this grown woman. He's 3 months old. I'm like, what is this? Look at this cat. And then, look at me. He got mad at me, like, furious. I said, dude, what do you know about that we're born that way?
Let's take it even a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
The story that I always share,
mm-hmm.
when we read this, behold, I was shaken and iniquity. So when the baby is shaping and stuff and being formed, that's still in the womb, right?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the story that I saw. It was a woman. She went to the doctor. She was pregnant or whatever with twins. Went to the doctor and, you know, they was looking inside of her or whatever, just checking everything out and stuff like that. And the two babies that were in the womb, one was kicking the other one. It was twins.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, they fighting from the womb already.
Yeah. But the scriptures say don't be a brawler, right?
Yeah.
So we have lust to do things contrary to the word of the Lord in us.
Yep.
And even though we may repent, or we may study this Bible, or we listen to whatever. We are going to have things, ideas, programs, agendas, our own thoughts, visions or dreams or conversations from outside of us. You know, this person saw this, this person dreamed it, whatever. They're going to seem so good. Mm-hmm. So good. Like, I'll give you an example. The lady that got beat to within an eighth of an inch of her life in Central Park with the Central Park Five. Mm-hmm. They went, and they, you know, the guys, I think one of them has died. They just ended up, I think, last year or 2 years ago, getting paid by the city because they got railroaded.
Yeah.
However, they admitted that they went out that night in the park to go wilding. Hmm. Wilding is the way it's spelled. But they went out there to go wilding. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is they would just go out and create havoc, throw bottles, break windows. You know, maybe if they see somebody, they mug them or whatever. They went out there to go do evil.
Right.
You know, that things to go up, they got railroaded. That was a sad thing that happened. But if they would have controlled that thought and kept from going out there in the park with those intentions, mm-hmm. maybe they wouldn't have gotten railroaded into that. Right. You know, and there's things that we think are okay that we do or we want to do that are the same exact thing. You know, it's a shame that we have to use extreme examples, you know, of what the scriptures are talking about. We should be able to look at these scriptures and say, oh, yeah, I could think of something that I've even done.
Right.
That, you know what I mean? And that should help us wake up. But that's not how it is, because we are giving in to things that come and tempt us away and distract us away from the word of the Lord. Just like a good friend of ours always says, a brother, he always says, I know very few atheists, but I know hundreds and thousands of people that are mad at God.
Yeah.
And they use what they see or a twisted non-scriptural application of something that happened in the world to say, I'm not going to deal with God in that Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But that's wrong. Mm-hmm. They're followed after a temptation. So let's read James 1. Start at 12 again.
All right. So James chapter 1, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him.
So we need to be illuminated, or, you know, because they say when you have a good idea, boom, a light bulb goes off.
Yeah.
We need to be illuminated by that true light. Remember in 2 Corinthians, even Satan and his minions are transformed into angels of light.
Mm-hmm.
What did Satan try to tempt Christ with? Jump off this mountain, jump off this pinnacle of the temple, and you know that God is going to come and send his angels to protect you, lest you dash your foot against the stone, quoting Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Tempted him with the scripture. And that's what a lot of, it happens a lot of times, even nowadays. Ain't nothing new under the sun. We're tempted with a scripture out of context or a wrong understanding based on scriptures. It's preachers up here standing and talking about God wants your bank account and credit card number. And don't mind that they're getting put on YouTube saying it, and people flock to them.
Yep.
You know, so we get enticed by these things and we're drawn away from the word of the Lord. Let me read Isaiah, or let's get it, 8 and 12. We're going to go back to James, Isaiah 8 and 20. So these ideas, you know, when they, They sound so good, or the light bulb go off in your head. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Or, yeah, I'm going to ask that person for their number because they look so good. What? Really? Mm-hmm. Is that why you want to get with that person? Mm-hmm. Isaiah 8:20. It was a good idea.
Yep.
The light went off in your head.
Yep.
Okay? Read Isaiah 8:20.
To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
If I speak not according to the word, there is no light in me.
Yep.
But for me to speak it, I have to first think it. Mm-hmm. That light bulb has to go off. Yeah, let me put this together. 2 and 2 is 4 only if I want it to be, because I could call things into existence and affect my destiny. I could say daily affirmations and this, that. And I don't need God. I could really, you know, form my own and draw my. A lot of people don't know that's witchcraft 101, 102.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But is that according to the word?
No, it's not.
Okay. So then the light that they're talking about in Isaiah 8:20 is defined in John 8:12, that light of Christ, which is the light that that true light that we should all be, that we should all strive to get with. Okay? So where were we at in James? Let's read James 1:14.
Yeah, we didn't read 13 like anyone.
Oh, yeah, 13. Go ahead, 13.
James 1:13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
Is any one of us better than Adam or Eve?
Nope.
Because they were perfect.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Is any one of us in a better mindset than them? And they still went off into their lust.
Exactly.
And made a lust. They wanted knowledge other than the knowledge that, the understanding that the Lord had gave them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it was enticing. Oh, you know what? That is right. I want to get up on a higher level. I'm not happy with what the Lord gave me, this perfection. Dude, it didn't rain until Noah's time, the flood.
Exactly.
Every day was a sunny day. And his brother was just saying that. You know, every day was a sunny day. It wasn't no, like Seattle, it's 340 out of 365 days a year is rain. Yeah. It wasn't.
Exactly.
Every day was a sunny day. Birds chirping and everything.
Yep.
Wasn't nothing to destroy the mood.
Yep.
And that's just a little detail.
Yep, exactly.
You know,
the water, the air, I mean, everything was just perfect.
And pure. Yeah. And forget going to the store, the stuff just grew out the ground.
Yep.
You know, forget going to the store, having to pay something, and then on top of that, having to have a job before you'd be able to pay for something. It just came out the ground.
Yep, exactly.
It wasn't good enough. Just like when the Lord was taking the people out of Egypt, through the wilderness, into the promised land, he told them, listen, you ain't going to have to build no city.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to have to build no houses or plant fields. All that stuff is already there. Matter of fact, I'm sending beasts and bees and scorpions and wild animals and stuff to drive the people out. The only people you're going to have to fight is the people that's left over.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is there for you. Just listen to the word. But no, they want to go into temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:1-13 is a good example of that. There's 3 good examples about how the people went into temptation. Idolatry, adultery, and all kinds of madness, murmuring against the word of the Lord and the person that the people chose to be the spokesperson for them because they were scared. They murmured against him. Well, why did you choose him then?
Mm-hmm.
Just hypocritical, that just didn't want to deal, just going into other things, didn't want to deal with the word of the Lord. This is what happens to us today. Read on in James.
James 1:15. Then when lust has conceived.
It conceived. you know how a sperm goes into an egg and you had that conception?
Yep.
So we go into these concepts, mm-hmm. these ideas that are wrong, and we let them take root. And they're actually bad things. I don't care how good they seem or how whatever mechanism you use to or machination you use to justify it. If it's not according to the word of the Lord, you're going off.
Yep.
Okay, read on.
James 1:15 again. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Okay. So that's what happens when we go into temptation.
Yep.
Read on.
Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Okay, so we can't make a mistake.
Yep.
We have to get this right. We have to get it down pat. We have to be perfect in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I don't have a perfect understanding.
Nope.
But I need to get there quick, just like everybody else. We all got to get with this scripture before the Most High sent Christ back to get us. Read James 1:17.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light.
The real light.
With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
So that's what it's talking about in the Old Testament when he was saying don't turn to the left or the right. Don't go with it, add nothing to it, take away nothing from it. Just stick with the word.
Exactly.
You know, and with that, we're just about out of time, and we have to wish everybody a happy Sabbath and keep striving for the understanding, and hopefully the Most High Christ will bless us with mercy and understanding of his will. With that, we say shalom.
All right, peace. So before we say the topic of what we're going to talk about today.
Why?
I visited another church recently, and one of the members, he's a cop.
Okay.
So, you know, he had came by or whatever because I was, you know, I came from out of town and everybody came over and stuff to mm-hmm. visit. Mm-hmm. So he had just got off work.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, so how did your day go today? He was like, yeah, it was on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it was, you know, kind of boring for the most part. He's like, all we dealt with today was just some transvestites in a certain part of the city.
Okay.
And so we got to talking, and he was like, man, he was like, that thing is getting so out of hand now. You know, a lot of transvestites, a lot of men, you know, mm-hmm. dressing up as women and passing mm-hmm. off themselves as women and prostituting themselves and so forth. And he's like, it's just getting really, really out of hand.
Okay.
With the way what's going on.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought about that for a minute, and mm-hmm. I was like, you know, that is true, because now they have the thing, a lot of stuff on the internet now where they say, okay, can you tell the difference, you know?
Yeah.
They'll put up a picture of a woman, and they'll put up a picture of a man dressed like a woman, and can you tell the difference? And I'm like, in some of those photos, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so the title of what we're going to talk about today, the topic is conforming to the roles that God gave us. So whether you're a man, behave and act as a man. Whether you're a woman, behave and act as a woman. And not trying to be something that you're not, like not how God made us.
Okay.
So conforming to the roles that God gave us. That's the title of what we're going to talk about today.
According to as it is written.
Exactly.
Not from our opinion.
Exactly. All right, so let's go to Psalms 119.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 160.
Okay. Excuse me. Psalms 119, verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
So it says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever God told us to do and not to do from the very beginning, mm-hmm. it's been true, and it's going to stay true throughout all generations. Mm-hmm. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Okay.
The judgments that are pronounced upon us for going against his word and not repenting from them and not going back into those things,
mm-hmm.
those judgments are going to stand forever. So we're going to read a few laws, and we're going to read them from the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people have that thing, well, that's the Old Testament, that's done away with, blah, 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 so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to start with this scripture. Again, it says, thy word is true from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So when God made man and woman, male and female, in the very beginning of Genesis, when we read that, he assigned them certain roles and certain things that they should do, certain things that they should wear, so on and so forth. And those things stand true
mm-hmm.
from the beginning, and they stand true forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I do one quick thing?
Yep.
Go ahead. Oh, excuse me. 2 Timothy.
All right.
2 Timothy. 1 verse 7.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear.
So we're not homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
But of power and of love and of a sound mind.
So does these words come out as compassion to people who are caught up in what the Lord says is wickedness?
Yep.
All right. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. All right. And the spirit that we come in is having a sound mind, meaning that it's sound and it's safe and it's secure according to what the word of the Lord says, because we have to obey his true judgments from the beginning.
Exactly.
You know, so we're not bashing, we're not hating,
exactly.
but we will tell you that if you want to deal with the Bible, what you're doing according to this scripture here, that scripture there, this scripture there, is wrong.
Exactly.
Just like we had to take heed to different things when we started trying to get an understanding of the Bible.
Exactly.
And we still have to keep
exactly.
moving on from where we at even now.
Yep, exactly.
You know, getting a better understanding and moving to perfection.
Exactly.
So don't get this twisted about, oh, y'all wrong and this, that. If you don't want to hear the Bible, go click on women that look like men or something. I don't know.
Yep.
But for those that want to take heed to the Bible, these are the words.
Exactly. Yep. Great point. All right. Let's go to Malachi.
Okay.
Chapter 3.
Okay.
And we will read verse 6.
Malachi 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
It says, for I am the Lord, I change not. The Lord doesn't change with the times.
Mm-hmm.
When it says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever, he doesn't change. He doesn't say, well, you know what, now is modern time, so it's okay for a woman to put on man's clothing. It's okay for a man to put on woman's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for them to cross-dress. It's okay for them to act like a female as a man or vice versa. It's okay because now it's modern times, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
For I am the Lord, I change not. The Lord doesn't change. So the things that we're going to read, the laws, the statutes and the judgments, the commandments, those things, they stand forever, and the Lord wants us to keep these things no matter what generation or what time period we're living in. It says, therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. So he didn't destroy all of us because of the wickedness that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he still has that mercy on that and that compassion because he wants us to repent from our evil ways and take this for what it is. It's a chance for you to repent if you're in these things, because we're going to bring out quite a few things. And
mm-hmm.
this thing is like, it's just have a whole wicked vibration amongst a lot of our people, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to take heed to these things. So let's go into it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 22.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 5.
Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God.
So this law that we're reading, remember it says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things that endureth forever, and the Lord is not changing with the times.
Exactly, and this is one of those things that when the Most High gave Adam the commandment to dress the garden and keep it in order.
Right.
This is one of the things that he gave him to understand that he gave him up.
Exactly.
And so it is from the beginning.
Exactly. Great point. Mm-hmm. Because the only reason why this was being said at this point is because the people of the Lord, the Israelites, went off.
Exactly.
Because they were in Egypt.
Exactly. And followed about after the abominable customs of you know,
of the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So it says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. So let's look at this. We mentioned the whole transvestite thing, right? A lot of times, when it says, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, that part too. So a lot of times when they do that, what do? They put on the skirt. They put on a whatever it might be, put on stuff to make it appear like they have breasts
or get breasts.
Yeah, exactly. Put on a wig, lipstick, and all that other stuff, right? To come off as a man instead of a woman.
Yeah.
Then when it says the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, we're going to read another scripture in a moment. But pants, shorts, that pertains to a man. So a woman should not be wearing pants or shorts, because the Lord is telling us that that's an abomination. So this is not us saying it. This is the Lord that's saying it. And that scripture that you brought out in 2 Timothy, that's a very important scripture to keep in mind. This is not a bashing thing or anything like that, because all of us in this church that we belong to, the body of Christ church, we come from the world and we were into these things. So when we read the Bible, found out that it was wrong, we feared God and said, you know what, I'm going to change. And we're still making changes to our lives.
Exactly, exactly.
So it says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. So that whole cross-dressing thing, or that woman appearing to be like a man and all that, that's off, according to the word of the Lord. It says, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. So this judgment that's saying that it's an abomination for a woman to wear man's clothing, pants or shorts, or for a man to cross dress and look like a woman, it's an abomination. This judgment stands forever. But in that second, in the third scripture that we read, where it says, for I am the Lord, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. The Lord is very long-suffering with us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. So he's given us a chance to repent and to get it right, even though he's saying his judgments remain forever.
Exactly.
You're still abominable in his sight if you're doing this. But the good thing is he's given you a chance to get it right. He's given you a chance to repent. So this is what we have to keep in mind, because like I said, this thing now is just, it's getting real crazy.
It's being more than a fad. That's what it is. It's getting, cats is getting it down to a science.
You know, and it's like, and I mean, the brother, he stressed to me, he's like, yo, man, he's like, this is so common.
Exactly.
That it's so, so, so common.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dudes, you know, coming off as a man, dressing as a man and stuff.
No, you mean a lot of women dressing as a man and a lot of men.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so common. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
You know, can I, two little quick points. Go to a supermarket, go to a hospital, go to a restaurant, you know. Hey, where's the bathroom at?
Exactly.
Oh, the bathrooms are back over there, such and such, you know, over there, such, you know, big turn, go down, all the way, you know. Okay, all right. If they have the, you know, usually in, in America, they'll have men and women.
Right.
But there's some places where what they do is they'll have signs also
right.
for people that maybe have trouble dealing with English or can't read or they just a little tipsy or whatever. What is the sign for men's room?
Pants. Usually it's a picture with
a man with pants. And you can see the two legs.
Yeah, yep. You can see
the two legs. The sign for the women's bathroom?
they have on a skirt. Yeah, it's a picture with a skirt. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
And also for the motorcycle buffs in the audience, they know what Indian Motorcycles is. They just got restarted a while back. I don't know if they're still in business, but they used to be very popular back in the day, like the 20s, 30s, 40s. Then they went out of business. When they first came out, motorcycles were not popular.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was they sent two women on a tour from New York to Los Angeles riding motorcycles, Indian motorcycles, with the leather, like the police hat, leather, the leather jacket, the leather chaps and everything. Mm-hmm. But because the skirts would like get caught up in the wheels or whatever, they put them in pants and chaps.
Wow.
Okay. And what happened was wherever they stopped, usually in their trek across the United States, they were stopped and arrested and spent the night in jail for wearing men's clothes.
Wow.
And it's a known fact because they were trying to make this motorcycle popular by saying, hey, you know what? Even a woman can do it, which is, you know, that's kind of sexist now. But they were saying it was easy because you don't have to be rough and tumble. You can be delicate and gentle with the motorcycle and still drive it across country.
That's why
they picked two women.
Right.
But they were arrested and spent the night in jail a lot.
Wow.
For wearing men's clothes.
Wow.
And it's only because of World War II when so many men went off to fight from this country. They had either our people to put in the factories.
Right.
Another conversation. And they had women. But the dresses and stuff getting caught up in rotating machinery, pulled into rolls and stuff like that, they were getting maimed, injured, and killed. So what did they make them wear? Pants.
Pants, yeah.
So they came out of World War II. That was like being more and more accepted.
Right.
But it's still an abomination. If you have a factory job and you have to wear pants as a woman, then that's what you have to do to feed your family.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. That's out of necessity. The scriptures show that.
Exactly.
But when you come out of that job, you are supposed to, in your own free will, you're not under a dress code.
Right, exactly.
You are supposed to wear that which the Lord saith you should wear.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. You can't make excuses for it. Yeah, two great points, bro, because I was going to mention the bathroom thing.
Yeah.
Because, I went to France before, and, you know, of course, everything was in French. Yeah.
Oh, big time. When did you go to France, man?
Yeah.
Did I tell anybody you went to France? No, man. Okay.
But, yeah, so when you go over there, it's the same thing. I don't speak French. How do I know where's the man's bathroom at? I look for the picture. The dude has pants on. You know, that's how you know, because it's a thing that pertains to a man. Yeah.
You just go, what did you go do? You go say, El bathroom? You know, no, you go looking for the sign. They usually had a sign together in the area where it's at, so you can be a distance away and see it.
Right.
When you get to the two doors, it'll be, oh, pants, skirt.
Right, exactly. Yep, exactly. So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. And then the second point you made, I was just sitting there thinking about it, shaking my head, because I'm like, man, look how much the world has changed. Because now it's looked upon as the norm.
Exactly.
And everybody accepts it.
Yep.
But this is an abomination in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. But take this class for what it is. If you're listening to it and you're caught up into that, take this for what it is. It's a blessing that the Most High has opened up your eyes to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you truly fear God, then you're going to do what he says.
Exactly.
So just take it for that. Yep. Let's go from there to Exodus 28.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 42. And I want to look up.
You should start at 41, I think.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Exodus 28, 41 and 42. This is talking about how the functions in the priest's office when it was set up.
Yep.
At the tabernacle. Exodus 28:41. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with them, and shall anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. 42. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs shall they reach. So they had pants made or shorts made under their garments.
Exactly.
Okay, but it was only for Aaron and his sons.
Yep.
Not for Aaron's wife and Aaron's daughters.
Exactly. Did you read 43?
43. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons.
No, upon his daughters also.
And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons.
Okay.
When they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him.
Okay, so you explained most of it. So it says the breeches and stuff, that was to cover the men and their nakedness. So I'm going to read the definition of the word breech. This is out of the Merriam-Webster dictionary. It says, trousers ending near the knee, also pants. So that's what it's talking about. So it's showing you that what that was made for what men. And that's the thing. So, and you know what, too? People have to really change their mindset, like, when they just approach the Bible. Because, you know, I read this to someone before.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It's more than just words on a page, man.
And the person was like, she was like, that talks about the priests. That's just for the priests.
Yeah. And?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so men, they wore skirts back then?
But wait a minute. Hold on. Malachi 2. Malachi 2 and 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts, because the priest was to be the example of what it was like to be Christ-like.
Exactly.
So if the priest wore pants and his wife didn't, that was the example of Deuteronomy 22 and 5, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yep. Right. And that's it. Good point. So this is showing you that pants, shorts, and all that, that belongs to a man.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing with women dressing in pants or men cross-dressing, all that, that's off, man. That's an abomination unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Let's go from there to Matthew chapter 5.
Why are you avoiding Leviticus, bro? Is there a problem? You got a problem? Because people rip it out the Bible when they go to hotels?
we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Matthew 5, 17 through 19. This is Jesus Christ himself speaking. So we just read out of the Old Testament. So people be like, well, that's the Old Testament. That's the Old Testament. So again, what are you saying? That now we can cross dress? Now, okay, if I want to be a woman in this time as a man, I can do that. Is that what you're saying? Let's read Matthew 5, 17 through 19.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Christ is saying, don't think that I'm come to destroy the law. We just read a law where it says, a woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on woman's garment. Mm-hmm. Christ did not come to destroy that law.
Mm-hmm.
It says, or the prophets. The prophet that wrote that down was Moses.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. He came to fulfill the things that were written about him.
Exactly.
So, for example, it was written that he would come and sacrifice himself for the nation. He did that. In other places, it talks about all the miracles that he would be doing as far as healing the people, mm-hmm. bringing back the Gentiles to him, so on and so forth. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that he came to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Read verse 18.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
So he's saying that till heaven and earth pass, not even one jot, one dot, one punctuation mark, one comma, is going to pass from the law.
Mm-hmm.
heaven and earth is still here. We're still on the earth right now. It didn't pass away. We look up in the heavens, we see the sky, the sun,
mm-hmm.
the moon, the heavens are still there. They didn't pass away.
Yep.
So till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
All has not been fulfilled. It talks about him coming back a second time. That has not been fulfilled as yet.
Yep.
Read 19.
Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
So it says, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven, meaning that you're not going to make it. So if you're breaking, that would be considered a small thing to some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's right?
Only, it's only pants.
Yeah, exactly. It's only pants. And so what, as a man, I like to get freaky every now and then. So, you know, I like to put on a skirt and, you know, let my
mm-hmm.
feminine side come out of me. You know, I like doing that. That's not a big deal. So you're saying God's going to destroy him for that?
Can I go to a scripture show what least in the kingdom of heaven means?
Yeah.
Isaiah 66, starting at 22.
All right, hold on.
Mm-hmm. I'll read it.
Okay, go ahead.
For as the new heavens and the new earth which I shall make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. So that's talking about Israel getting put set back up to where how earth getting put back in order like it was in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. So that's the ones that made it into the kingdom.
Yep.
Those are great in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the least in the kingdom of heaven. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that had transgressed against me. For their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. So you're not going to make it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got to consider these scriptures, man, and take heed to our ways and to what we're doing. Because this whole world is just given over unto Satan. The images that they push, the doctrines and stuff,
mm-hmm.
the music, the movies, everything, man, it's all geared towards breaking the word of God and us
mm-hmm.
doing our own thing.
Exactly. And you know what? One thing. What's the, you know, the rappers flashing the symbols and all that, the Baphomet symbols and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Baphomet was a god with the head of a goat,
right.
a male god with the head of a goat,
right?
Right.
Right.
Had women's breasts,
mm-hmm.
but a male member.
Right.
So that's that effeminate, that's where that effeminate or cross... man crossing in women and women crossing into man, the roles, that's where that blurring stuff comes from. It comes from Satan.
Right, exactly.
And it is nothing but something to distract us from trying to make it into the kingdom.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Yep, exactly. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, let's go from there
mm-hmm.
to Deuteronomy 23.
Okay. You're still avoiding Leviticus, man.
Well, you know what? This is going to say almost the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Deuteronomy.
So, and I was going to say, so people got to rip more than one page out the Bible. They got to rip like three or four.
I guess so.
You're going to come in the hotel, man, see a Bible, and it's going to have like five books ripped out, seven books ripped out.
Yep, exactly. All right, so Deuteronomy 23 and 17. And
mm-hmm.
again, just pay attention to these scriptures, man, because like I said, this is getting just more and more and more common.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So read Deuteronomy 23 and 17.
There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel.
So the Lord is telling us again, he's bringing it out. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel. So, you know, the women going around just sleeping with every man they come across or whatever, you know, that's off. Sleeping with women also,
mm-hmm.
that's going into that too.
Yep.
That's off, and that's
yep.
big amongst us
mm-hmm.
as the children of the Lord that have been scattered all over the world. And then we look and we wonder why things happen to us in the earth that happens to us. Like, now it's this whole big thing with the police brutality, so-called police brutality and stuff,
mm-hmm.
all the marching and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're not looking at all the wickedness that we're doing in the eyes of God and wanting to change. We're not looking at that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a lot of these protests and stuff that's been happening, you know how the news people are. They
mm-hmm.
always try to pick the most weird or bugged out.
Provocative, because they
yeah.
want to provoke people to anger.
Exactly. So they be picking some body that's, you know, into that whole gay lifestyle, man. And, you know, just they out there protesting and stuff like that. It's like, come on. Look at what you're doing.
Well, you know, the scriptures say why things like that happen. But just look at it. All the protest march and stuff that was happening 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right around the same time. It's about almost exactly 50 years. You
yeah.
know, all those protests that was going on. Has that made anything better? Because if it had made things better, first of all, you would be thinking that, if it had made things better, would we still need to protest?
Nope.
So are things really better?
Nope.
So we have to look in this Bible and understand that the things are written the way they are written for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that say, listen, God put a curse upon you because he has the power to do so. And he uses the other nations and the other families on the earth around you to punish you
mm-hmm.
for him.
Mm-hmm.
Says it all over the Bible.
Exactly.
Okay. Old and new. Christ even said it in Luke 21.
Mm-hmm.
The Gentiles going to come and trod you down
yep.
and scatter you around the world. What does trod mean? Step and crunch and munch,
mm-hmm.
like the orcs march into a battle in the Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So what do you expect? What's the way out? Take heed to these scriptures.
Exactly. Yep, that's the point. So it says, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel. We
mm-hmm.
explain that. It says,
mm-hmm.
nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel.
What's a sodomite, bro?
All right, let's read the definition.
Mm-hmm.
What was they doing in Sodom? Trying to have sex with the angels.
Exactly.
And didn't want the women.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And everybody should know that story.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sodomy or sodomite, okay. Copulation with a member of the same sex or with an animal. It says, anal or oral copulation with a member of the opposite sex. It says non-coital.
Non-vaginal.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, anal or oral sex with the same member or whatever. Same sex.
Okay, same sex intercourse, because
yep.
you can't have natural man-woman sex if you're dealing with the same sex.
Exactly. So now, this is a big thing
mm-hmm.
that's happening amongst us.
Uh-huh.
This whole, we'll use the word today, gay lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
sodomite, whatever, it's very prevalent amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And another thing I was talking to, I think it was the same brother I was talking to, or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, this is what it says, it was really interesting. I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, like a lot of times when people go in prison or whatever, and they come out,
yeah.
they're gay or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the trip top part, something that I didn't know.
Okay.
He says a lot of times before they go in, they're into that lifestyle.
Wow.
Before they, and when they go in, that just
lets them be free to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't have to be on the down low.
And I'm like, wow. So, but this is telling us that we shouldn't be into this. A sodomite of the sons of Israel. And when we look at that definition, the anal and the oral sex,
mm-hmm.
what did they do to one another? That's how they get their whole sexual thing.
Gratification or pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. A man putting his penis in the anus of another man.
This is a family radio station, bro.
We're using clean words.
Man, you're going to get us kicked off, man.
Beep!
Move that beat back 40 seconds.
You got to tell it like it is, bro.
Yeah, you know, but that's what it is.
Exactly, and that's what they do. But the scriptures is telling us that, what, there should not be a sodomite of the sons of Israel, and this is getting so prevalent, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was out at the Juneteenth, not actually 2 years now in a row. It happened. You know, the brother, you and the other brother was up talking, speaking or whatever. Guy was across the street yelling out, "Gays rule the world! Gays rule the world!" And I'm like, wow. I'm like, yeah, they do. But I'm like, this dude was, he was obviously into that lifestyle. This past Juneteenth.
Well,
I was the one up speaking. The brothers tell me, yeah, when you was talking about the gays and lesbians or whatever, two lesbians walked by. I was like, yeah, let's hold hands. Let's show him. I'm like,
showed you.
Yeah.
They sure showed you.
Yeah, exactly. They showed the Lord. They showed the Lord that they were rebellious. That's what they did.
Exactly.
They didn't show me.
Exactly.
I wasn't even paying attention like that. And it don't even matter with me anyway.
Exactly.
I'm just another, you know, mad, corruptible man, just like everybody else that's got to reform his ways too.
Exactly. And you were just putting the word out there.
Exactly.
Because that's your job according to the scriptures, to put it out there faithfully according to as it is written.
Exactly. So the scriptures is telling us, there should not be a sodomite of the sons of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole gay lifestyle, the women or whatever being what they call bi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I have a man, but you know, every now and then I like to you know, I like to deal with my, I like to mix it up.
Okay.
I like to mix it up a little bit.
Can
you
I go to one scripture?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to talk about people that try to sneak around and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It says 2 Chronicles 16, but I'm going to go to the, remember the first scripture you read was the righteousness is true from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and all that judgment stand forever.
Yep.
Okay. Genesis 1:1-2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So the Spirit of God was moving about, it, even when the earth and stuff was being formed, from the beginning.
Right.
All right. 2 Chronicles 16, read verse 9.
2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars.
Okay, so the dude, the king wasn't dealing right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read on, he died
mm-hmm.
because of his unbelief. But what he was doing was he was running around and not doing what he was supposed to, and he thought the Lord didn't see him.
Yep.
But the Lord sees, the scripture says, the eyes of the Lord shine brighter, 10,000 times brighter than the sun, like a giant flashlight, and he can see.
Wow.
So if you want to put on airs of something one way, but you're actually doing something that you're not supposed to,
mm-hmm.
the Most High going to show it.
Yep, exactly.
Just like you might get a phone call or something like that, or you'll be talking to somebody, and they'll say, you know what, what I'm getting from your conversation is that such and such and such and such.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell them anything, but they're cutting you according to the word of the Lord.
Exactly.
And it's time for you to change from that.
Yep, exactly.
You know, because if you don't change, you're going to end up like this dude, Asa, and die.
Yep, exactly.
And that's why we come with these words out of the Bible only.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And warn our people scattered throughout the world that they need to repent and change and take hold of Christ according to as it is written.
Exactly. Yep, good point. Alrighty, so we explained that. Now let's go from there to Romans chapter 1. And we will read 25 through 28.
Okay, Romans 1, 25, starting at 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie?
The people of God did that. The Israelites did
yep.
that because they got the truth of God.
Yeah.
All right, read on.
And worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. So they'll worship a pine tree
mm-hmm.
instead of the Most High that made the pine tree.
Yep.
Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another. Is this in the New Testament?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Excuse me, 27. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat.
So, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use which is against nature. The
Solid.
Natural thing, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The natural thing is for a man to get with a woman in a righteous union. And
yep.
they create babies and continue life and so on and so forth.
And have families and
exactly.
move on.
That's natural. It's unnatural for two women to get together and then, you know how it usually goes in that relationship, bro. One of them take on the role of a man. So you'll see them cut their hair short. Act more man, like more fed, more masculine or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the class is Conforming to the Roles That God Gave Us. A female should be a female and a male should be a male.
Yep.
So when you doing that, when you into that whole gay lifestyle and you taking on that stuff, man, that's unnatural and that's a vile thing in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
In 27 says, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another.
Mm-hmm.
Men with men working that which is unseemly. It's like, oh my God, that it just don't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole lifestyle is off.
Yep.
And we shouldn't be
yep.
into that.
Yep. And the thing is, if you read up in the chapter, it talks about how all of this stuff started from ancient mystery religions and Babylon and Egypt and stuff like that. But it was all idol worship and
yep.
those festivals surrounding it. And it
exactly.
spread from that false god worship
exactly.
into this. You know how the Lord says, love your neighbor as yourself and love God?
Yeah, right.
These cats went against loving God.
Right.
And then now, because they're going into their lust, they're not dealing naturally with each other. So they hating
exactly.
each other by doing this.
Exactly.
And it all started from idol worship, which is Satan.
Yep, exactly, bro. Yep, that's true. Read 28.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
That's why things have gotten progressively worse over the years, man. God says, you know what? I'm done, man, because every
yeah.
time I brought you into captivity, punish you, put certain
curses
on you, whatever, you just seem to rebel more and more. I'm done. Okay, you want to have that rejected mindset?
Yep.
Go right ahead.
And that's why people right now are probably calling the radio station or putting comments on YouTube right now like, y'all ain't crap and y'all did it.
Yep.
Because your mind is not open to the words of the Lord.
Exactly, and that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's go from there. Let's go to Acts 3. So if anyone is listening
mm-hmm.
and they're interested in changing
mm-hmm.
their lifestyle, this is what you have to do.
Okay.
Acts 3, and we're going to read verse 19.
Okay. Acts 3, starting at 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
It says, repent ye therefore. So stop from being a whore. Stop from being a sodomite. A woman should stop putting on pants and man's clothing in general. A man should stop cross-dressing, dressing up as a transvestite or whatever word they want to call it, put to it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop from doing all those things. That is called repentance. It says, repent ye therefore. So you stop doing that and you conform to the role
mm-hmm.
that God gave you as a man or as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It says that your sins may be blotted out. 1 John 3 and 4 lets us know that when we transgress or go against the laws of God, that's when we're sinning. So if you're into any of those things that we just mentioned, that's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So Repent that your sins may be blotted out. The Lord is still, like I said before, long-suffering and patient. He doesn't want to destroy any of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we repent, all the things that we did before we learned the truth is going to be blotted out. That's what he's telling us right here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, when the times of refreshing shall come forth from the presence of the Lord, because the Lord is going to come back. Jesus Christ is going to come back.
Yeah, and we read that in Isaiah.
Exactly.
What's going to happen, because he's going to press the reset button on everything by fire.
Exactly. Yep.
You know?
Exactly. So that's what people have to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the second part of the show here. We're going to end out it.
Okay.
Another thing that's spreading like wildfire.
What?
You have now a lot of men, especially,
mm-hmm.
not so much the women, but a lot of men. They're not gay or whatever, but they act real effeminate, more like a woman. And that's just like the last time I went over to England. We was on they call it the tube or whatever over there. It's
okay,
the subway or train.
Yeah, yep.
So, you know, me and the one brother over there, we was just people watch or whatever. People's coming on and off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I was like, yo, why do these dudes, like, why do they look that way, man? They look all feminine, just very clean shaven, just like, oh, you know what I mean? Just like all
and
females,
it's,
like.
It's the way they carry themselves,
yeah.
too.
Yep, that too, that too.
I've been delivered.
Yeah. you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I was going to mention that. You know, that, as a matter of fact, I'll say it right now. There was a video that went viral. I didn't even see it on the internet. I saw it on TV.
You didn't see it? Did you see the remix? Did you see the remix of the remix?
I didn't see that.
Good.
I saw it on TV, bro. That's just to show you how viral it went.
Oh, they put it on the news?
No, not the news. It was a comedy show.
Okay.
On Comedy Central.
Okay.
What? So there was a video of a guy that says he repented from being a homosexual.
No,
man.
No. He said the pastor delivered him
from
having that mindset.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Say he repented. He said the pastor
delivered him. Let me use the right words.
Mm-hmm.
So he was up in the church and stuff and going on this rant about how he got delivered and blah, 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 this and that. And I'm looking at the video, I'm like, yo, man, he's acting like a female. He's just very effeminate. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, how? I'm like, did he get delivered? And that was the whole joke.
Well, you know, it's Isaiah 55, bro.
Yeah, go there.
Okay.
Read that real quick. I'm going to look up something.
Okay. Isaiah 55 and 7. Because, you know, the Most High can open up the path and open up the understanding for you to deliver yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Not self. But what you have to do is this. Isaiah 55 and 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So if that dude really is getting delivered and really repenting from that, you're going to see a change in the way he acts, the way he deals with certain things, because it's going to be more manly. Now, he may not get that understanding in 2 weeks.
Right.
Or by the next time a video of him surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's for the Most High to determine how much is too long a time he's taking.
Right.
It's
not
on us.
Exactly.
But you will see a change eventually.
Yep, exactly. Right?
And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. You know, so we just got to keep that in mind. So, like we mentioned before, we mentioned the word effeminate. And like I said, you know, now it's a lot of our men, especially. I'm talking about the men right now. That's like that. You know, and like I said, that's just a wicked vibration. It's a wicked thing. Now, that can go into a lot of things, the word effeminate. But I'm going to read the definition.
Okay.
It says, marked by qualities more typical and suitable to women than men. That's the definition of the word effeminate. Let me also say this. That scripture you read in the beginning in 2 Timothy, that's a very important scripture. And I like the way how you explained it, that, you know, a lot of us was into that stuff, and, you know, we're changing and we're still repenting and stuff from our wickedness.
Yep.
The way how this whole world is, we don't know how to be our roles. So a man doesn't know how to be a man, and a woman doesn't know how to be a woman for the most part. Even people in our church today, we're still getting corrected on conforming to that role.
Exactly.
Because you have, even in our congregation, sometimes a lot of the men get real emotional and stuff over things,
mm-hmm.
and we have to get corrected, say, hey, you can't be like that, man. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? You can't
yeah.
go into that spirit. Or
yeah.
A man dealing with his wife.
And not dealing in his house correctly.
Exactly.
That correction has to come too, and
exactly.
we had to be open to getting that correction and
exactly.
putting that correction into action.
Exactly. So that's what it is. So all of us are still getting corrected. It's just that
uh-huh.
these things that we're bringing out now, this is, you know, on the other end of it.
It's on like the basic level.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So this is what this is. So we have to learn our roles. So I read the definition of the word effeminate.
Okay.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6.
Okay.
And this is going to bring out, too, that even back then, the people that repented in this church, they were like this, too. So 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, read that.
Okay. And remember, keep the commandments, be great in the kingdom.
Yep.
And remember what least in the kingdom is.
Yep, exactly.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Stop. So it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
Mm-hmm.
So the unrighteous is not going to enter into that kingdom like we read in Isaiah of the people
mm-hmm.
that's not going to make it.
Uh-huh.
Then it lists some examples of what some of the unrighteous are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just the two ones I want to focus on. It says effeminate
mm-hmm.
or abusers of themselves with mankind. So we might take that as a light thing, being effeminate. But we're seeing here that it's not
yeah.
a light thing.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
really have to conform to the roles, man, that God gave us.
Exactly. You know what, bro? That video, like, came out at night.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the day, well, it went viral
right.
later on. But
right.
earlier at that convention that he was in, or at,
mm-hmm.
they had a picture. They was walking around taking pictures of men dressed in all these bright colors, and they was carrying like little handbags and stuff like that with bright bow ties. And different, you know, not everybody had this on, and you could tell, but just by the poses
right.
and the, what they wore and the, how the spirit was on them, that they were effeminate.
Right.
One of the people...
Mm-hmm.
in that gallery
mm-hmm.
that they put up on the internet was that guy.
Oh.
That they put up,
wow.
you know, later on about him being delivered.
Right.
So it's not just this guy. It's a spirit of the world, a spirit
exactly.
of Satan
exactly.
invading into the mindset of our people, especially those that are in church.
Exactly.
They kind of tone it down. Some
exactly.
people be an outright sodomite
exactly.
out in the streets.
Exactly.
But they kind of tone it down and then come and you know, associate around the Lord. And that's not the right way to be.
Exactly.
You know, and
no,
none of us are. I'm not right. You're
nope.
not right.
Nope.
We ain't right.
Nope.
So we ain't bashing. We ain't
exactly.
coming with. We ain't scared of your, you know, of you or your opinions or whatever. If you have a reprobate mind, that's fine. Have a nice day. But we have to come together in these scriptures under Christ.
Exactly.
And these are some of the things that we see commonly that our people do that they should.
Exactly. Yep.
Should not. Yep.
Yep. That's true, bro. Another great point, man, is just spreading like wildfire. You said one of the key words, too, it's in a lot of our men that's in a lot of these churches. Again,
yep.
not picking out people or saying, but we just have to tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them in those churches, man, are very, very effeminate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my goodness, like, yo, it's like,
yep.
ooh, man, it's like, yo,
yep.
play your role, man, be a man.
Learn your role,
exactly.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but doesn't the scripture say in Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud, spare not?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Show my people their transgressions and make
yep.
them get, you know, so that they know that they have to get right. Because ain't none of us right.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And I mentioned even our church before, too. You know,
yeah.
we still, a lot of men still get corrected. Hey, you got to be a man.
Yeah.
You know, because we still learning.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
read verse 11, 1 Corinthians 6 and 11.
And such were some of some of you.
But, oh, okay. So it shows that people can really change if they want to, right?
Exactly. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified, ye are delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, which was around in the beginning.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So it says, and such were some of you. So even back then in the church, they had people that was like that.
Yep.
But they were sanctified. They were washed by the words of Christ, they, meaning that it changed their lives. Okay. It changed their lives. So that's what it's going into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So we have to repent. We have to do that scripture like we read in Acts 3.
Yep.
Let's go to John 8.
Okay.
Who should we look to be a real man? Because even me, myself, when I get caught in a lot of situations, I think about Christ, how, you know, he had a great control over his spirit, didn't get emotional in situations and stuff, spake his mind.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that was a real man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who should we look to look for a role to be a real man? John 8 and 12, read that.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
So Christ is saying that what? If he's the light of the world, he's the example. If we follow him, we're not going to walk in darkness. Because to be into those things, to be a transvestite, a sodomite, a woman to wear man's clothes, a man to put on woman's garment, that's darkness. That's the works of Satan.
Yes, it is.
So if we follow Christ, we're not going to be in that darkness, and we're going to have that light of life. If we repent, be sincere, we're going to have that light of life, and we're going to inherit eternal life if we repent and live right in his eyes.
Exactly.
So, you know, hopefully the class was edifying to those that heard it. And if you have any questions about what we went over, all we say is, you know, don't take this personal, because it's not.
Don't take it personal. Take the bitter with the
sweet. Any questions, call 1-877-871-1712. Leave your question there. Someone will call you back. With that, we say peace.
Peace.
The Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake on Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom. Connect with the Body of Christ Church on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/theBOCC. Follow us on Twitter @TheBOCC and view our videos on youtube.com/TheBOCC1. Link with us to learn more about repentance and salvation according to the Holy Bible. Remember what Christ said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. We pray that the information on our pages guide you towards true repentance to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ. Shalom. The Body of Christ Repentance Network, www.thebocc.com.